The significance of this occasion is indicated by our having Mr. Howard Dwight Smith, architectural advisor of Ohio State University, as our guest today. He will speak as a representative of the American Commission for Living War Memorials. Mr. Smith.
Friends of the neighboring state of Michigan, I bring greetings from Ohio. In 1920, Dr. John W. Wilkes, a great exponent of physical fitness for all youth, suggested the inscriptions which were placed on the cornice panels of the towers of Ohio Stadium, expressing the ideals to which that monumental structure is dedicated. In the short panels of the towers are carved these noteworthy sentiments: for loyalty, for courage, for spirit, for vigor, for health, for strength. And in the longer panels of the two south towers, there are significant dedications of purpose: for concourse and comradeship, for friendship through contest. Two associates of Dr. Wilkes at that time are leaders today in the nationwide movement to inspire communities and institutions to choose recreational facilities dedicated to these ideals as appropriate monuments to the courageous youth of our country who have given unselfishly of their bodies, their minds, and their souls, that our generation and the generations yet to come may live and love and work in peace. Today, I represent those two leaders, Mr. George M. Trautman, Chairman of the American Commission for Living War Memorials, and Mr. Lynn W. St. John, the Commission's Regional Director for this area. The American Commission is most happy to participate in the dedication of this great monument today. It is a monument which symbolizes the loyalty, the courage, and the vigor of one who represents the ambitions of thousands of his comrades for a peaceful world in which all may enjoy the opportunity of the full and free development of their spiritual, mental, and physical well-being. It is significant that Angel Field is the first major memorial in this nationwide movement to be so dedicated. The inspiration of this service today will reach not only to all parts of the nation, but to the four corners of the earth. This memorial to a noble son of a noble state will take its place at the head of an impressive array of new structures which will hold in loving memory the unselfish spirit of the men and the women of World War II, and which at the same time will give place for concourse and comradeship and for the development of friendship through conquest. Long live the memory of Chester Munson Angel.
Thank you, Mr. Smith, for being with us for this occasion. This completes the dedication of Angel Field. This dedication is the result of 114 years of progress, the outgrowth of the interest and sacrifice of the thousands of friends of Kalamazoo College who through the years have been intent on the college being of greater service to mankind. We are pleased that the 6,000 who are present today could participate in this dedication. Now, we have a few individuals here on the platform representing some of the donors that we wish time would permit us to hear from them, but it will not, but we would like to introduce them to you. First, Mr. L.W. Sutherland, representing Sutherland Paper Company. And Mr. Charles B. Hayes. And Mr. Merrill Taylor, representing the Kalamazoo Foundation. And we also have with us the Honorable Henry Ford, Jr., Mayor of the City of Kalamazoo. Mr. Ford. Thank you. That concludes the program.